Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing Parashat Yitro with Musar on the Parasha. We're going to have a little bit shorter class because it's already late today, but today's class will be for the Refu'a Shalom Abba Al-Khonim, Rif Kadam, Chaim Dabra, Chaim Al-Khanujana, Al-Mel Chanukam, Rif Kassar, Manonim, Shalom Abba Sarad, Rif Mechad, Fab Adar, Rif Kab Adachai, Rif Kab Adasir, Shalom Abba Sarad, Fahim Anayah, Moshe Bachanayah, Fab Adanayam, Yehudam, and Yafah Harasif, Shmur Rif Kab Adanasim, Chaim Al-Malka, Miriam Adachubid, Miriam Chanah, Leana, Ben Nomor, Chad, Sabat Amayah, Shabat Amayah, Shabat Amayah, Shabat Amayah, Dan Ben Sir, Ben Yil, Shabat Amayah, 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 Shabat Kabir Hashem Nachama Kana Makab Adaser Benachon David Yerman Shalnes Kasher Nana Bati Ilabat Miriam Mischak Ben Yafa Avigad Dina Adaser Efraim Ben Av Lavdil Lalu Nishmat Rachel Bat Eliyahu David Ben Eliyahu Boraz Ben Aram Dina Mat Aaron Tamar Rachel Bat Abraham Moshe Ben Rafael Eliyahu Mitzvah Shulchan Tishlim Chaim Moshe Ben Moshe Rafa Ben Eliyahu Lavdil Reon Devora Bat Miriam. Okay, Parashat Yitro. I want to jump back into the Ten Commandments for a minute. We have one of our commandments, which is actually one of the most important mitzvot in the Torah that we have, is the mitzvah of Kisheshet Yamim Asal Unayit Hashamayim Et Haaretz. For 6 days, Hashem created the world, and on the seventh day, Vayom HaShvi'i, it says Hashem rested. Aken Barach Adonai Yom HaShabbat VeKedushehu. Hashem blessed the seventh day as Shabbat, and He sanctified it as a day for us to keep for Shabbat for eternity. I want to read to you the Rambam in his halachot on Shabbat, and read to you one halacha that he quotes on this mitzvah of Shabbat, and show you the importance of the mitzvah of Shabbat. I'm going to read it to you inside. The Rambam says in the 30th chapter of the laws of Shabbat, the last chapter, he says the following. I'm going to read it to you inside. A Shabbat is one of the mitzvot sheshekula keneged shar kol mitzvot haTorah. Shabbat is one of the mitzvot that is equivalent to all other mitzvot in the Torah. It is so powerful, Shabbat, that it has such importance like every single mitzvah put together. The Rambam says, and he continues and says, Shabbat hi ha'ot sheben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'enenu le'olam. Shabbat is the sign, is the sign between us and God forever. It's a covenant between us and God for eternity. And then the Rambam continues and says, somebody who keeps Shabbat, v'kol ha'shomer et ha'Shabbat, somebody who keeps Shabbat ki ilchata, the proper way, u'mechabda, and he honors Shabbat, u'me'anga, and he goes on, and he enjoys on Shabbat. Kefi kocho, as much as he can. He spends on Shabbat to bring beauty to Shabbat, to bring beautiful foods on Shabbat. Kvar meforash bekabbalah, it's already accepted. We already know. Scharo ba'olam hazeh yeter aschar tzafon olam haba. His reward in this world is much greater than the reward he will receive in the world to come. For somebody who spends on Shabbat, he puts an effort on Shabbat, he spends money on Shabbat, he puts in time for Shabbat, he puts in his effort to learn the laws of Shabbat properly, the Rambam says a person has such a big zechut that he will receive so much reward in this world, more in this world than he will even receive in the next world. This is the Rambam. The mitzvah of keeping Shabbat, the Rambam is saying, is such an important mitzvah that it's equivalent to all other mitzvot all put together. That being said, we have to understand the mitzvah of Shabbat has precedence to many other mitzvot. Not to say, chashu shalom, that we know what's more important than others. But the Rambam is basically telling us that the mitzvah of Shabbat is one of those big key mitzvot that has the importance of all mitzvot put together, all 613. I want to tell you a story. There was a story of a businessman who, he was working on Friday, and he had a special rule that Friday, when 12 o'clock would hit, he would close his store. This was his rule. Friday, 12 o'clock, I'm going home to prepare for Shabbat. This was his rule. So Friday arrives, he has a man in the store, looking through merchandise. This guy wanted to make a big purchase. It's 11:30, the guy's looking in depth. He puts a lot of merchandise out on the table, 11:45, 11:50. All of a sudden, 12 o'clock hits. The guy is 2 minutes away from purchasing $100,000. He's about to make his money for the year, this guy. And 12 o'clock hits. And the man says to the person, I'm so sorry, I have to close my store. The guy says, just give me 2 more minutes. He says, I'm sorry, I can't. We have something called Sabbath Shabbat. It's arriving and I have to close my store to prepare. The guy gets angry. He throws all the merchandise on the floor. What's wrong with you? What kind of salesman are you? You think you're going to make money in your life? You think you're going to be successful? You think you're going to be this? You think your children are going to be successful? They say, this man, with the zechut of this mitzvah that he did, preparing for Shabbat properly, closing his store, coming home for Shabbat early, he says he had his zechut that he should have a son who was one of the biggest rabbis in the world, named Rav Moshe Iserles, who was the greatest rabbi for all of the Ashkenazim in Halakha. And the zechut that he had was why? Because he kept Shabbat properly. This is one story. I want to share another story with you. There's another story of a person who was a a Jewish man who was a non-observant Jewish person, and he would work on Shabbat. He would work on Shabbat. He was working 7 days a week, and there came a time in his life where he was having difficulty. He was having difficulty in his work. So he came to a very big rabbi, and he started to tell the rabbi, he said, "Rabbi, listen, I'm working very hard, but I'm not succeeding. I'm not making enough money to support my family. Can you please give me a bracha? Can you give me a bracha that I can succeed in business?" So the rabbi starts asking him questions. What do you do? This, that. He finds out what the guy does, and the guy's business is going down. It's not working out. So at the end, the rabbi, after a long conversation with the man, he tells the man, "I want to partner up with you." The rabbi looks at the man and says, "I want to become a partner of yours." This is a non-observant, non-observant Jew. He says, "I want to become a partner with you." So the guy says, "Okay, but Rabbi, I'm letting you know now that we're not going in the right direction. We're going down. I wanted a bracha so you can give me up." He says, "I want to become a partner with you." They become partners. They shake hands. The first day they become partners, the rabbi says, "I want to close on Shabbat." The guy looks at him and says, "Close on Shabbat?" He says, "We're not making enough money 6 days. How can we, for 7 days, you want to close one day and now make enough money on 6 days? Does that make any sense?" The rabbi says, "I'm a partner now. I'm going to take Shabbat as my day. I'm closing on Shabbat." So the guy says, "Okay, I have nothing I can do. They close on Shabbat. The next year, they triple their business. Triple their business. From that point on, the guy looked at the rabbi and the business went on and on and on and on and never came back down. And the reason is that, and obviously this is a story, this is one story, but I think there's millions and millions of stories you can tell about the importance and the zechut a person will have when they keep Shabbat properly. There's keeping Shabbat, and there's keeping Shabbat to the utmost respect and level, like the Rambam says, "Mechabda u'me'anga." You honor Shabbat. You enjoy on Shabbat. Kefi kocho, the amounts that you can, whatever you can in your pocket, you try to spend what you can in order to support your family and bring them the most joy you can have on Shabbat. There are people who have different customs that on Shabbat they try to bring sweets to their children, sweets to the little kids, so that they bring this light on Shabbat, that when Shabbat arrives, they have something so exciting to look forward to. That's supposed to be our outlook. We're supposed to look forward every single day of the week. It's supposed to be looking forward to Shabbat. That's actually why, if you look at the Hebrew, the way we call each day of the week, what do we say? Yom Rishon, the first day. Yom Sheni, the second day. First day, second day, to what? It's all to Shabbat. Yom Rishon is the first day from Shabbat. Yom Sheni is the second day from Shabbat. Yom Shishi, Friday, is the sixth day from Shabbat. And then you have Yom Shabbat. Then you have Shabbat itself. Everything is corresponding to Shabbat. Our outlook on life is always supposed to be thinking, Shabbat is arriving, Shabbat is coming. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're one day away. We're almost 24 hours, 36 hours away from Shabbat. You're supposed to start feeling the Kedusha start coming in. You're supposed to start feeling Hashem's Shekhinah, His presence start coming and residing upon us as we get closer and closer to Shabbat. And once Shabbat arrives, that feeling of spirituality that you're supposed to feel, that now Shabbat is here, is supposed to blow through the roof. If you're not feeling this, that means we have to learn more. That means you have to spend more time learning about the importance of Shabbat. Spend more time learning about this commandment that Hashem commands us. It's not for naught that God put this commandment within the Ten Commandments. He tells us, and the Rambam tells us the importance of the mitzvah. And in that, when you fulfill this mitzvah properly, and you keep Shabbat the proper way, a person will receive endless amounts of reward in the world to come. But even more than that, you will receive more reward in this world. B'ezrat Hashem, we should all keep Shabbat the proper way, enjoy on Shabbat, spend on Shabbat, open our hands on Shabbat, bring people in on Shabbat, and Hashem should bless us 10, 100, if not 1,000 times full. B'ezrat Hashem.